Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Yes, I've gotten some surprise charges to my credit card, to my Visa card, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on. This is the exclusive hardware retail number. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have charges here that I don't recall making, and the people at Visa told me to call this number and get a 100% refund on all this. Could you tell me what was charged to my account on the 10th and again on the 15th of November? It was a $9.97 plus a $67 and something, and then charges since then as well.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
36109.
Can I have your first and last name?
Ed Jackson.
Ed Jackson.
E.D. Jackson.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
Verify what?
Your address for me.
673 Larkin Lane, Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up, and you're calling about a charge?
Yes, I'm calling about several charges, two in November and then some more in December. I think I ordered something for $9.97, and the rest of these charges, I was never notified by Exclusive Hardware Retail that this was going on. I need to have 100% refund on all of these charges. I'm not even sure what the $9.97 was for, but all these other charges after it, it amounts to a total of $140-something for something that I don't even know what I'm being charged for.
Okay, so the reason you're being charged at $67.32 a month is because of that first initial charge you made on November 10th. You paid shipping and handling $9.97 for a drone And by you making that charge, sir, you were agreeing to those terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to customer support to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly for a discount membership. And in return, you will receive a $125 voucher to use at their store, which is an online store, to purchase things at a discounted price.
This drone, I never saw anything to that effect about I was going to be charged some more within the next few days if I didn't call you and let you know to stop it.
It was on the page that you ordered from, Terms and Conditions. All you had to do was click on the words Terms and Conditions.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Terms and Conditions, a little term sitting there hidden somewhere, and you got to run through about 50 pages of Terms and Conditions to see what's about to happen to you. That's what happened. I want 100% refund, and if you can't give it to me, I need to speak to your supervisor.
Okay, sir, because that is a valid charge.
That's a valid charge if you let people know what's going on, but you hid the information from me.
Sir, the terms and conditions was there. You're old enough to know.
Let me speak to your supervisor, please.
We follow the same protocol, sir, and as a courtesy, I can offer you
a hidden protocol. You're hiding the facts from people, and then you surprise them with a bunch of charges that they never knew.
The terms and conditions was not hidden, and you are old enough to know that.
I'm old enough to know that there's a scam going on, and you're a part of it.
No, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund for both of those, 67-32.
I want to speak to your supervisor, please.
We follow the same protocol, sir.
I don't
want
to hear that. You told me that, but I want to speak to your supervisor. I want this canceled, and I want a cancellation number.
Okay, sir. Give me one moment.
Yeah.